that's our energy, and then we're just like, ooh.
I actually don't know how I'm feeling. First of all, I feel like we need to apologize to the listeners. Yes. Guys.
Yes.
We are abundantly sorry for being so, like, we've been gone. We recorded the last episode.
Yeah.
Not last month, but the month before.
Yeah.
We had it sorry, ready guys.
To go, and we just had some technical complications on our side that made it unable for us to post it at first, but we are back and we are better.
Hold up. We are back before
we were even there. That's kind of weird.
This is what I'm saying. Just to backtrack a little bit, it's not our fault that it took forever to get the second episode out. Vanessa is pulling her face, but I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm not going to put the party at fault on blast. Yeah. But God has seen how you treated me.
Yes.
God has seen how you treated us. And I know that my God, there is a God in heaven who cares about me.
Yes. I love the word for that. But, you know, we are back.
And he will avenge us anyway.
Episode 2. We're very excited to talk about culture in York.
Song of the week. So, Vanessa, what song have you had on repeat the past week? Actually, you can have 3 songs because we've been away for so long. We want the people them to know in it. Get in to know if you don't know.
I've actually been listening to everything and anything. I've been listening to Tyla album because I already love the stuff she was releasing.
Thoughts on Tyla album?
I think it's great. I love it.
At this point, we've become a Tyla podcast. Yeah, sorry. Because last episode, we talked about Tyla.
If you ever listen to this girl, you're amazing. Keep doing you. As if she'll ever. But anyways.
Safer.
So, yeah. You know, Safer, number one. I love that. That sounds like definitely the stuff I would normally love to listen to. And then...
Yes. And that one song that... I'm a pretty girl from Joburg.
Yes. What I'm a pretty prefer. Girl from Joburg. Come on. I was like, I felt represented. I was this is what it feels like to like know somebody like Tyla. I'm from Joburg. You're from Joburg. Like, it just feels so nice to have a song lyric that actually feels like it's about you. I mean, obviously it's not me, it's her. But
that's
you
the
know,
point. The point is,
they never meet a pretty girl from Joburg. Now say that's what they prefer.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's such a cool song as well. I think there's a lot of other things I like. I like art. That's very pretty.
A-R-T.
Like the way it sounds. You know, I've honestly just been in and out of the Tyla album this whole week. Well, actually the last 2 weeks since it's been out. So that's been that's been on my listening radar. What have you been into?
I've been listening to an awful lot of... Sorry, what
do you need Spotify?
No, I'm good. But thank you, sorry. I've been listening to an awful lot of Lauryn Hill.
Oh.
Especially Live in Tokyo, 1999 or 1998, whichever one. But it's good. And I feel like... When this episode is released and people listen back to it, they were like, oh, yeah, I remember when you kept on talking about that. But the X Factor, Manifest. So on the album, she starts off with singing X Factor and then she does this like interlude, like rap thing called Manifest. And that is so good. It's so good. Mm. It's, yeah, because I've been kind of sad sometimes recently. So listening to that, I'm just like, Lauryn gets it. She gets it.
Mm.
So yeah, she's been really good.
Apparently what people like so much about like what she's released is that it's so, so vulnerable, which is why she ended up not releasing a lot since, because she really, I think some people are saying that she gave almost too much of herself to the world. She's like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like one of those artists that's just like, beep. And then they just dip and live their life, which I mean, I'm here for.
Same.
You know, it doesn't need to be everyday big pop star in your face all the time. Like, just release.
She's real art.
Yeah.
She's real, real art. Mm. It's so good. I'm listening to Jasmine Sullivan a lot as well. Mm. Specifically, Hurt Me So Good.
Oh.
It's a really good song. It's a really good song. You should listen to it. It's a good song.
Because I think she's got a beautiful voice. I might actually listen to
it. She's insanely talented, this woman.
Yeah.
I always watch her one Essence Festival set on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So good. I just don't know how we're blessed with so many amazing black women.
So many amazing talents.
So many amazing artists. We have Tyla, we have Jasmine, we have Lauryn Hill.
If you
Hill.
Start listing, you'll lose all your fingers. There's not enough space.
We have Beyonce, we have Kelly Rowland, Michelle Williams, although I don't really... Whitney Houston.
Oh my gosh,
rest
Whitney,
her soul.
Mariah Carey.
Okay,
what's
now we're falling off. You know one person who actually isn't talented, and ooh. I want you to keep this in the episode, Jennifer Lopez. She is not talented.
Oh, but we all know this.
Oh, okay. So, folks, in today's episode, Vanessa and I are going to have a little chit-chat about York. We're going to go over, like, you know, the history of York, what do we like about York? Is York even worth it as a uni student?
I think it is. York as a uni, York as a town. Some exactly. Fun, cool things you can do in York and just what it's like to be in and around York and just our view, our experiences so far as students at the university.
At the University of York.
Yeah.
Give us a Yorkshire accent.
Oh, that's the worst one. I can do so many ones. But it's like, the only thing I got is Yorkshire. Because they say York, so like, ham from Yorkshire.
Okay.
York.
Much better than me.
Oh, wow. No, but I it's because like, I'm trying,
all
honestly.
I can say is, no.
I've been told that it's kind of like a Manchester accent.
Yes.
Yes, but I think it's just because north, so it's kind of sounds northern.
Everything above Sheffield just sounds like northern to southerners, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not like everyone else,
but yeah,
I do think that no, there's definitely distinct dialects in the north across different regions, but like,
are they that distinct though? Because I think with social media we kind of all morph into one when we hear each other from different cities.
If someone's from like, Mani and someone's from Durham, I will know. Someone from Durham sounds very different someone from Money.
No, I mean just that we pick up slang from different places. Oh, so even in South Africa, a lot of South African kids will say stuff like raw. But it's like, that's very British.
Yeah.
We are down there. Why are we saying raw?
But who's raw? It's always been like that though. Because before social media, or like social media, how we know it, it would be through things like TV shows or music.
True.
That like think true. About Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and think about like, you know, Kenya or South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, they'd learn like African-American culture through that show. You know what I mean?
100%.
Enough with the sociology. All right, Vanessa, let's kick things off. All right. You know, so, York.
Other than its accent, what else is York known for? Being the Viking city? Yeah, no, that's a thing that I didn't honestly know before coming through. Yeah. It is known as like the Viking city. Its old name was, or one of its older names. Originally, it was York when it was made in 1970. No, sorry, not 19. Originally, it was York in 71 AD, which is very difficult to even conceptualize. 71, like not even before reach 100.
71 before Christ was born.
No, AD.
Oh, so after Christ
not
was
BC,
born.
Not BC. No.
Gosh, that was actually so embarrassing. Oh my gosh.
It's all right. When we have to say AD, then you know it's real. It's not just some 1919. No.
No.
You know, but apparently one of its older names was Jorvik, that they got from the Vikings that apparently peacefully invaded. According to my research, but
when
I don't know.
When we were doing the research, and Vanessa was like, they apparently peacefully invaded them.
What's a
and
peaceful invasion?
What is a peaceful invasion? What
it's
does
like
that even
fly
mean?
A fly that just comes and buzzes on your food, but you just let it be instead of killing it, or what?
You know, it is in my head when I hear peaceful invasion, the people that were being invaded, they literally had no time to retaliate. That must be it.
Mm.
Or it's the theory that he who wins gets to write history or whatever.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So of course they're gonna say they peacefully invaded it.
If they needed to rewrite history, though, he should have changed his name. Apparently, the guy that led the invasion is called Ivan the Boneless, and I just think that's a funny name. He's like
maybe
a
he's
chicken.
A flexible girl.
Okay,
he's flexible.
No, but yeah, no, very interesting bits of history. But York, and officially, it was made a city.
You know what's on my head? on my mind when you said Ivan the Boneless, and I was like, oh, he's a flexible girl. It's like, I feel like a femme queen. I feel like a femme queen. I feel like a femme queen. Have you not heard that? It's you know, voguing?
Mm-hmm. The thing and stuff.
I feel like a femme queen. Queen. Maybe he was a femme queen.
Maybe. Okay, so no, that's a bit about York. But right now, as it stands, it is actually a relatively small city, I think, compared to... Like, I'm aware it's small, but I didn't actually realize it was this small.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
It's a glorified village.
I think it deserves its city status. Definitely. Because there's quite a lot to do, considering how small it is.
I'm going to disagree with you.
I've seen only bigger places only with less to do.
If that's the measurement you want to use, that's so valid, that's fair. But in my head, the UK doesn't have any cities compared to places like America or Australia. Like, we only have London, and London is massive.
But that's a good thing, because America's not a very, like...
it's not walkable.
No, and that's the one thing that I think is really cool about the UK and a lot of its cities.
You can actually walk.
Yeah.
So York as a city, it has a population of, drum roll please. Actually, 141,671.
You were going to sound like my ex-president just now. Have you seen the meme of Jacob, for context, the ex-president of South Africa is Jacob Zuma. And there's this very funny meme of him going around, of him trying to read out some number like 1,155. And then he has the audacity halfway through to be like, listen properly. And it's like, bro, what?
You read properly.
You know?
Isn't he the same one that was like, in the Beninging?
In the Beninging.
He is the
Beninging man.
In the Beninging.
You know. He's a wild guy. Apparently he's very smart, so I don't even know what shenanigans that was, but anyway.
He also did the meme, every time I come here, I am abused. Is that not him That's him.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I just love African presidents on social media.
Yeah.
On social media.
100%.
Yeah. Especially IRL, we need to have a chit chat, we need to have a talk, but on social media, it's so hilarious.
Yeah, no.
Honorable Speaker.
There's so many memes from Parliament. We had one guy quote Kendrick Lamar.
He was
speaking facts, but it was just very funny.
He was like, and as the great Kendrick once wrote.
No, the great poet.
The great poet.
And we're like, which poet? He's like,
Kendrick Lamar.
Right. We're gonna be all right. And I'm like, you're talking about the economy. What do you mean we're gonna be right?
It's never okay with the economy.
You know, but are we gonna compare the other cities?
Yeah. So compared to other cities in the UK. Mm. We'll just talk about London. London has 9.6 million people. Birmingham.
To be fair though, it's the biggest city.
It is.
Yeah. Like London pretty much dusts the
Wait, the
all
biggest city biggest city where?
Population wise in the UK.
Yes.
And then even other bigger cities like Birmingham is much, much smaller. Like 2.6 million. That is not a lot.
Yeah, no. But what about your hometown? How many people are there? So Cambridge, I think it's the same as York, no?
It's similar.
Mm-hmm.
Cambridge has a very humble, well, the numbers say that there's 145,700 people in Cambridge. If I think about all the villages, I feel like maybe it would be 200,000, like at best. But even then, I feel like we don't have 100,000 people in the villages and towns surrounding Cambridge.
No.
There's not many people. We have cows.
At least you have nature. That's a good thing.
Yeah. We have nature.
Yeah. I don't know. Big cities, as good as they are, they're also still big cities. And they have all the lovely little problems like rats.
I was going to say, when I went to Manchester,
yeah,
saw rats.
For the first time.
Not for the first time. Actually, possibly for the first
That's
time.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, IRL. Because I seen them on TV. I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
We seen those massive rats in New York.
I never want to. I want to protect my eyes, my soul, my heart from such things.
It's bad, yo. It's bad. Okay, as if I've been to New York like that. So I've actually been to New York once.
Okay,
but we're not talking about New York. We're talking about Old York.
Anyways, Old York. Old York as a uni.
As a university.
Like, what do you do? What do you get up to? What are you when you're not a law student?
Who, me?
Yes.
I got charity shopping quite a bit, actually.
Do you like to get like clothes or like just random little knickknacks?
So I like to get random little knickknacks for like my house.
Mm.
And it's like the other day I got this because my housemate, she takes off her jewelry in the bathroom. So I got her little like pot.
Oh.
Yeah, to put her jewelry in. I also got like a nice oven dish the other day. And I was like, yes.
Look at you.
An oven dish. It's the little things. It's the little things. Yeah. So I go try shopping.
Would you say that it's quite affordable?
I'd say compared to Cambridge, it's tends to be the same-ish price.
Mm.
I'd say York is very expensive, I'll say. Because you're in the north, but it's still southern prices. Mm. Like compared to other places like Manchester. Like when I went try shopping in Manchester or Knaresborough. Although Knaresborough, it was, yeah. York is a sticky one sometimes with prices and cozy libs. But yeah.
Would you say that's just in charity shops or just in general?
Oh, in general in York.
General, okay.
York is...
Not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not for the
loads,
economical.
There's loads. Also, like, even like with student culture, like, there's... Obviously, there's different... It depends, like, who you hang out with and who you happen to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people can be very tone-deaf when it comes to, like, finances and stuff. And it's just like, guys, you know, just because you can afford, like... 7-pound pints doesn't mean everyone else can. Mm. You know what I mean? And it's just like, let's maybe not do that. But yes, York, that's York. That's for me in York. How about you in York? What do you do when you're not being a nerd?
I like that. That's a great question. I think I like to spend a lot of my time trying new things.
Mm.
You know, I'm really trying to embrace this whole uni, try new stuff thing. So yeah. I'm in all the societies that I would have wanted to try, I guess, when I was younger with sports-wise. So like I've tried, as I mentioned, I've tried gymnastics before. That's yes. really cool. I'm not currently doing it now, but I've tried roller skating as well. That's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. Kind of scary because I'm actually a lot better surprising at ice than roller skating.
Mm.
But I
Where do you go ice skating?
Just in general in my life. Like I've been to places and ice skate doing ice skating.
Okay.
At home and both.
Mm.
And I think I haven't been in the UK yet. But, you know, I think I'm a lot better at ice skating, surprisingly.
Do you know why? If you were rollerblading, you'd be good at that at the same level as ice skating because of how the shoe is.
Mm.
Because the rollerblades are very similar to the ice skate because it's a single whatever. But roller skates because it's like a car. Yeah, so I can roller skate pretty well. Rollerblade? Y'all, don't do that to me. I can't do that.
I might consider that actually because I think sometimes, especially with turning, that's where I struggle a lot. So turning and then like having to do this one move that's called like scooping the duck, something like that, but where you have to bend down quite a lot. That's a bit difficult for me. But yeah, roller skating, kickboxing.
Vanessa won't tell you guys, but I had the very, very wonderful pleasure of watching her at the Dance Society Showcase. And then you asked to use my car.
It was so much fun.
It was
fun.
So good. She slayed every single move.
Oh my God.
I was honestly, I was just like, this is my friend. And she had a massive afro as well. I was just like, that's my friend, guys. It's my friend.
I didn't know what to do with my hair.
You like, slayed with
like,
it, though.
The instructor, she's like, just do whatever you want. So I thought, okay, I can just do whatever I want. And it was okay. Like, it was good.
It was good.
I know. I had a good time. I think, because I'm not really actively part of like the dance teams, like the performance teams. So I thought I've always wanted to try another thing. I've always wanted to try dance in my life. Kind of scared, kind of shy.
Mm.
But I was like, ooh, Beyonce, let's go. I saw there was a Beyonce song for the showcase. So the uni has like two different showcases throughout the year in addition to their competition teams.
Mm.
So I thought, oh, it's my first time meeting a student. And I actually had like quite a good time. Like it was really fun to get dressed, go on stage, invite some of my friends to come and watch. So
exactly.
I was very shy, but I would say it did help me like get a little bit out of my comfort zone. So I enjoyed that. But that's mostly what I'm doing when I'm not doing student stuff. I'm active in random uni societies just according to my interests. So, and if I'm not doing that, then I'm in the gym. But yeah, those are some of the activities that you can take part in if you're a student at the uni.
And
there's so much more, but I guess I've just kind of curated mine based on my timetable and the time that I'm able to have to engage in things. And then also just like the costs, because some of them do end up costing a lot. But I think based on like how I spend my money, it's ended up just working out well for me to pay for a few of these here and there and just engage. Ooh, and dance. I didn't mention like other than performance dance, I just go to fun dance classes for vibes. Which you were able to come to the one time.
I came to it one time.
Mm.
And I'm not gonna lie, I was worried when Vanessa first sent me the timetable for the dance society thing and I saw Afrobeats dance. In my head, I was like, I hope they don't have a white person doing the dance.
What's wrong with white people? What are you trying to say?
I didn't say there's nothing wrong with white people, but it's just more like, why would I, if I want to have Indian food, why would I go to Kevin and Stacey's house? Like, why would I do that? Do you
because
get what I'm saying?
They've spent time in India and they know how to cook Indian food.
So they've colonized Indian food.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not colonized,
culturally appreciated.
Culturally appropriated.
Okay. Agree to disagree. But luckily enough for you, our teacher is from Nigeria. She's lovely.
Niger babe.
Yeah. She's really, really cool. She's very fun. She's always like, you guys should smile, like enjoy yourselves. She's right because you could be really, really good at a dance and have all the steps. But if your face is not in it, that was the one. That was actually the hardest part of dance because I got the moves at some point in time.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, let's go. But just my face was just showing struggle. Like I'm biting my lip.
Yeah,
I'm sticking my tongue out when it's not supposed to be out. Like strange things. So that was like what ended up being the last thing that I had to work on. And I think I did okay for my first time. So I'm very.
You did really well. I was just like,
I feel like I heard you screaming. I don't know. I just remember seeing you there. And then when you came to greet me afterwards, I felt so excited and happy.
I was honestly, I was just so gassed.
Yeah, though.
I wish that I did a... imagine when you first walked on though and be like, yeah, Vanessa. So we talked about activities.
Yeah.
Let's talk about studying and the day in the life of us at York. Do you want to run through your day?
Ideal, perfect little studying day. This is the ideal. It's not every day, but I get up. I'm able to get relatively late, or get up rather relatively late. I think around 8 in the morning, sometimes 9.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
What?
8 is late.
No, I know it's early, but I know that I could be up earlier because some people I'll talk to them like, yeah, no, I'm up at 5. So I know. 8
the people that go to sleep late. At 5. Sorry, that wake up at 5. What time do they go to sleep?
I don't even know. Some people require like 2 hours of sleep. They're just built different.
It's giving like them. Billionaire. You know those. You know those like, here's how you can get successful in 30 days.
Yeah. 100%.
Use my program. Use my book. And it's just like, mate, I don't want to wake up at 4 a.m.
No. I'm waking up at 8. I will, because I'm such a slow person, especially in the morning, that I'm like, I have a class. Normally it starts at around 11:30. So I know I have a few hours to do some small work in the morning and then eat breakfast. Like sit and do some stretches or a little bit of exercise, like very light stuff in the morning, just basic stuff. And then maybe just plan out the day or read some emails, try and see what's happening throughout the day just in case I've missed anything. So, you know, that's the perfect day. Then I have all my things packed to go to uni. I tend to pack quite a bit to go with me just because I don't like the back and forth, even though I live close to campus. But yeah, no, at around maybe 11-ish, I will start getting on my bike. I get to my first class. I'll have a class then. I have normally a class at 11 sometimes and then a class later in the day. So I will just do some kind of studying on campus in one of the different study buildings. So normally I'm on East Campus. So I'll stay on East. I'll do some studying on East and then I'll have my final class. I'll be done with that. If I've packed, I will try to go to the gym right after class because I feel like once I get back home, I'm not going to want to leave because it's cold, especially now. It's only now that it's getting warmer that it's a bit easier, but I will try to go to the gym. But if not, I'll go straight home, have dinner, and then go back for like some sort of society thing. So that could be like roller skating or a dance class or something else like that. That's just me. That's my night. I'll have had dinner by then. I like to like watch Netflix at night, read, just do something that's more for myself. Or maybe like if I feel like I haven't done enough studying throughout the day, then I'll try and catch up at night before I sleep and, you know, also prep for the next day, maybe put like a bag aside just because I know in the morning I want to be slow, not really thinking about stuff. So I'll just try and do that. But that's my perfect day. A little long-winded, but I hope I explained it all.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm trying to think, what's my typical day in the life like? I think, okay, sometimes a lot of days in the week I have things at 9:30. So I'll wake up. Have some breakfast, which is, you know, I'm actually proud of myself this year. I'm having breakfast before I leave the gaff. Yeah, thank you. Applause. So I have some waffles. If I remember, I'll have a coffee and then I'll leave. I'll cycle to uni. I hate cycling sometimes.
I hear you.
Because the uphill, there's this one road outside my house. It's uphill the entire way.
And I know that road.
Yes. And it's just like, when will I have soft life? When will I have honestly, a soft life?
When? There's one uphill on the way to the gym that makes me think I'm going to turn back right now.
Yeah. You know, this was the gym even. This on the
literally,
bike was the gym.
I don't do cardio when I get to gym because I'm like, I've already done it.
I'm ready here. Am I not? Cycle to uni. Be at uni. Probably stay on campus again to study and stuff like that. I'm a very busy girl. So my social calendar is packed. So if I'm not seeing a friend that evening or cooking for my friends or hosting my friends. Yes, the hostess for the mostess.
Literally. No, but you actually are. You're quite good at that.
Thank you. My mom would be proud of me. Thank you. You hear that, mom? I'm a good hostess.
Yeah.
And I get home and I really like cooking. Cooking is one of my hobbies. You know how people are like, I go on a walk to unwind or like, you know, relax or whatever. I'm like, I like looking after myself and I like cooking.
No, same.
Yeah. So I make sure like at least once a week I have something like cool that I cook, because like I'll put on my favorite podcast and just listen to that and cook, which is fun. So yeah,
like a little bit of therapy or self-care.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also just living.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's good that it's one of the things that you enjoy and it's necessary.
Exactly. It's really fun. I'm trying to think what else. Normally
what's your evenings like?
I'm in bed if I'm not seeing a friend, I'm in bed by like 8 p.m. But that's not, I'm in bed to go to sleep. No, I like to watch movies. So I'm in bed by 8 p.m. So if I watch a movie, it's finished at worst 11. Because I like to be like sleeping now, going to sleep at 12 because I need to wake up at 8 a.m. the next day.
Okay, so that seems like a very good like rundown of your day. Seems pretty healthy. That's like on average what it kind of looks like. That's how it looks like on average, you know.
Yeah.
But every day is not really the same, and it doesn't always match your expectations. You know, like how you think things are going to go versus how they actually go. So more on a larger scale, how do you think what you expected out of the uni, your uni life, student life, how do you think that matches up to your reality and what you've experienced so far?
So in terms of what I expected from me, I had zero expectations when I came to this university. I'll be so real with you. And that means I've been very pleasantly surprised in the things that I've gotten to get up to, the people that I've met and this, that and the other. So for me, that would be my answer. It's very short and sweet. I'ma keep it short and sweet. Vanessa and I went to go see South Sea Soul last year, and it was one of the best experiences of my life.
Of mine as well. It was really fun.
It was so fun. And she got me these beautiful earrings, guys.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'm glad you liked them.
I still remember.
Oh, that's really nice.
What about you, Vanessa? Do you feel like your expectations and reality of university at York have matched up?
No.
Let's get into it.
I had many expectations. I thought uni, I was going to be studying so much. I thought I was going to be an academic weapon. I thought I was going to be involved in so many different... I mean, to be fair, though, I am involved in a sense, but not in the way I thought I would be. I thought, you know, you get to be super social, you get to go clubbing all the time, all of these things. Like, you just get to be out and about as a student. And I thought I would just be very, very involved in the uni community, but more like I would be involved. I wouldn't have to make the effort to involve myself. But that's not something I realized that you actually have to do when you get here. Like, I think the good thing is you get to choose where you want to be, choose where you lie. So... you know, you get to choose what societies you want to be part of. You get to choose where you put yourself. You choose your degree. That's the first big choice that you make as well. So that ends up making a lot of the choices for who you're going to interact with just based on like proximity. But yeah, I just had a lot of expectations just for how things were going to go. A lot of how I was going to feel, you know, like you feel like a student, but then once you get into it, you start questioning, oh, what does it mean to really feel like a student? Is that just a figment of my imagination? You know, is that just... So yeah, no, I think I had a lot of expectations, but in reality, it's honestly just another thing in life. You're just here. It's just a question people ask at family gatherings. Oh, what are you doing? Especially because we're all just in this uni space where in a sense, we're all like, I mean, we're always all equal, but like you do English, I do math, you do this, I do that. Like there's not really much of that distinction, I guess, maybe that you might find maybe when you go in the workplace and then you meet people that are in different fields completely and there's a lot of difference there, you know. But I can even start seeing it creep up a little bit, like when you meet different people from different degrees, they talk differently because they use words and jargon from within their degree. You can kind of pick up like where they lie based on those things. So yeah, I had a lot of expectations, but reality is not so bad.
Okay, because I'm in your reality.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to know your opinion, okay? Because this thing and York is like bread and butter. Yeah. They're intertwined to this
PB&J.
PB&J.
Yeah.
Long boy. Yeah? The duck.
I never met him.
With a long neck.
I don't know him.
Yay or nay?
I don't want to get cancelled.
I'm going to say nay. You but already know me.
Okay, no, you have to pick one. I would say nay. Just because I never saw him.
To be fair, exactly. And he disappeared. Actually, he passed away. Well, yeah. Rest in peace.
But how do they even know that, though? For sure, for
this
sure.
Is my
That's
thing.
The thing. What if he just ran away?
Exactly. Literally. We should start, you know, those true crime whatevers. We should start a conspiracy.
That'll be.
Like, long boy didn't die. He ran away.
Or worse, somebody took him.
That I wouldn't put it past people.
The like, love people have for that duck.
He tasted so good.
That's not what I meant. I mean, like, keep it their house. I think they care about long boy more than they do the students.
Oh, 100%. 100%. They care about long boy more than us.
I think so, yeah.
That's very probable.
Yeah. I mean, I know they care about us, but I swear. Anyways, let's move on.
So Vanessa's personally offended that Longboy has better treatment at this university than her.
I mean,
I think he does.
If I'm honest, there's monuments. They're going to name the Yusu Center after
him. I saw that.
There's a little duck trail. Honestly, very cute. You should do that. If you're in York and around the uni anytime soon, definitely go on the little duck trail.
Actually, I kind of think yay, Longboy.
Yay?
Only for this one thing. What other uni has such an iconic
mascot
thing?
I think he also brings us together. Because I don't know anybody, but if I go out into the streets in New York and I scream Long Boy, a York student will look and be like, oh, my past. You know, like I feel like.
Exactly. It's like East High and Wildcats.
Yeah, that.
W-I-L-D, Wildcats. All right. So we've spoken about the history of York, how we've experienced York, just the town, sorry, the uni side of things. Let's dip and dabble. Dibble dabble. What do you say? Dip your toes in, diddle paddle into the York as a town and that stuff and all them things there. Vanessa has very kindly put together a list of words that are foreign, of phrases rather, that she has heard out and around in York, and she'd like to share them with us, starting with cheers.
I think that's a British thing and I'm still not used to it.
Cheers. The day I realized I was, oh God, there was one time over summer where I ended the email with cheers.
Did you?
Yeah, and I was like, wow, I've reached peak Britishness.
Wow.
I'm British.
I want to be there someday. Yeah. I want to get to that point.
And I finished it with like, cheers. And I was like,
yours sincerely, wow. Cheers.
No. Cheers is the yours sincerely.
Wow.
So you say, oh yeah, thanks for emailing me. Da-da-da-da. Cheers right now. And I was like, wow.
I want to get to that level of confidence, just end an email so just casually. Cheers. But I think the older we get and the more we get into Gen Z workplaces, the more we start to see things like this.
Yeah. In fact, one day we'll probably be like, slay.
100%. 100%.
Slay.
Slay.
Stan.
Period.
Square root of 64.
8? Mm-hmm. I had to be like, oh, wait, what's that?
Got you with that one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's cheers.
Cheers. See you in a bit. That one still gets me.
Explain your confusion, Vanessa, because I've tried to help. I've tried to understand, but I still don't understand. So help me help you. Help me help you.
I will never
you.
See you again. Why is the bus driver saying see you in a bit? Why
is just means goodbye.
No, it doesn't. It means I will see you in a bit of time. Next time I see you with my eyes, because I am hoping to see you. Or
it's
I'm
just
planning.
Like cheers. It's just see you in a bit.
Cheers is also weird. It's a thing you say with glasses. Why are we cheers? Yeah, actually, that's what I knew. Cheers. Like, oh, you have a drink. Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Literally. And then see you in a bit. I will see you in a certain amount of time. Why are we saying it when we're leaving interactions? Because I won't see people. So I was so naive. In the first few weeks, I literally used to think people are like, oh, no, they're going to come back. So, I mean, I wouldn't be waiting, but like, oh my gosh, it just took me a minute to realize, oh, wow.
Your head was spun for a little bit.
Honestly, yeah. for a bit.
I actually can't, I don't know. I see you in a bit. See you in a bit. To be fair, I'm a woman of my words. I don't go around telling people see you in a bit. I say bye.
I say that as well. But then you see, apparently you seem rude if you say just bye, like a flat bye.
Okay.
I think
well,
now
I don't
want
to see you again.
I know now that when people do say bye to me, it's actually because they don't think they're going to see me again. So I do appreciate like a goodbye.
Wow.
Mm.
No, yeah. When I say goodbye to you, I'm like, bye, friend.
Yeah, you do
bye,
say that.
Auntie.
Oh, you do. I'm a bit of an auntie.
You're the only one who likes, of my friends who I call auntie, or probably one of the only ones that like being called auntie.
I didn't like it at first, but other people call me Mama. Like, they call me Mama V, and I'm like, leave me alone.
So, no, yeah, see you in a bit. Maybe, you know what? How about, hello, listeners, how about you guys try to explain it? We're going to figure out a forum or a way of you guys engaging with the podcast, but tell us, do you think see you in a bit is inaccurate if as a way of saying goodbye to somebody? Because, you know what I think is inaccurate,
again.
Though?
What?
Inaccurate and inconsistent. Now.
Now is a South African word that just describes any, or at least phrase that just describes any kind of bit of time. So if you're in traffic and you're on the highway, or what do you call it? A freeway, right? And you're
dual
on your way.
Motorway.
Dual
carriageway. We have A road, B road, C road, whatever. Oh, you're on the road. You're in traffic.
On the road, in traffic, on your way to Raina's house. And I am an hour away. And the last time I called her to say I was on her way, I was 2 hours away. I call her. I'm like, hi, I'll see you now, now. Because relative to 2 hours, 1 hour is now, now. If we met up last week and I'm like, oh, remember that thing that happened like now, now? You know, that happened pretty recently. Now, now. If you're like running to see her and you're going to be there in 5 minutes, I will see you now, now. So now, now just describes all the different periods of time. Like, I'll just see you in a bit. Now, now is actually what see you in a bit is supposed to be.
Wow, she solved all the world's problems. Give let's applaud. Let's applaud Vanessa. Let's applaud.
See, it's easy. It makes
it's
more sense.
It's inconsistent. It's inconsistent. You're telling me you saw me 2 weeks ago. You saw me 2 weeks ago, and then you're also about to see me in 5 minutes, and you're saying now.
They mean the same thing.
Now.
And it makes sense.
Are you a police?
We just won the Rugby World Cup. Now.
Okay. Wow. Jacob Zuma was your president. Now. Okay.
Because he was relative. Because we only had one other president since him.
Tyler won a Grammy.
Now.
Okay.
You're getting it. You know, at least I guess
Jacob Zuma being president and Tyler winning a Grammy.
Now. I wish you guys could see her face right now.
The woman was too stunned to speak.
Too stunned.
So now.
Mm.
Or just now the other day on TikTok.
Yeah.
Tick tick. The other day on TikTok, now.
Now.
Is that correct?
Yeah, now.
So there was this one TikTok that went pretty popular, pretty viral, of this one person being like, I like York, but the random Viking festivals always catch me by surprise or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, don't get me wrong, York is a lovely place. Yeah, lovely. It's beautiful, what they stand at other. But the festivals, they be jumping up on you. I Jorvik Festival, then there's the Viking Festival, then there's like the Nomads Festival.
Mm.
I'm just like, guys, how many festivals can we have?
The festival of like lights and ideas rather. The festival of ideas.
Yes. There's also the...
They actually
don't have
festival.
A beer festival, which I'm surprised about. Or maybe we just don't know about it.
I think we just don't know. There probably is one.
Okay, yeah. Because York also has loads of pubs. That's one thing that's notorious about York. It has enough pubs.
No. Enough. Everyone says it's actually enough pubs for every day of the year.
Some.
It's 136.
Okay, that's so this is Vanessa amount. Being a hater.
Okay.
Everybody
will tell you that.
Yeah, because...
And they're lying.
Okay.
But we all just lied together, so we believe it.
Vanessa is being delusional now.
Now. That's not how you use it.
Oh, okay. I thought I ate, guys.
You're trying.
I'm trying.
It's okay.
Guys, catch me. Next episode, I'll be South African, eh?
Not with that accent.
With the vibes.
That one's okay. It's pretty
exactly.
accurate. Vibes.
Thank you.
Your
vibes.
Right.
There's obviously, it's not really a festival, but the Christmas market, which is really pretty.
Really beautiful.
Which we actually went on a social, didn't we?
Yeah. We all went out together with ACS.
ACS Christmas market trip. Planned by yours truly.
Irina Moravi. Pew, 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 pew. But yeah, there's also currently a festival going on. I don't know what it's about, but it's these cute little monsters that are all over town.
Oh, yeah. Is it the book ones?
I think so.
Yes.
And then there's like a cookbook that I think it's intended for little kids because they are all just fascinated by it. It's very cute.
It's engaging.
But there's always something going on in city center. If not festivals, there's somebody singing their hearts out.
The busking. That's one thing I do like about York, though. You know, like wandering into town. One time, my friend and I... If he listens to this, he will know that it's him. My friend that I went to sixth form with, we were in the same sociology and politics class.
Mm.
It's actually ridiculous, but I love my friend to bits. Mm. And one time we spent the whole day together, basically. So we went into town in the morning and we grabbed like pastries and like we sat like, you know, outside York Chocolate Story?
Mm.
And we just sat there and there was somebody playing guitar and it was just so nice and peaceful. And like, he was like doodling and I was just like sitting and just enjoying the vibes. Mm. And then we went to the Minster. And because, that's another perk about coming to the University of York, you can use your student card to enter the Minster for free.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent the whole day at the Minster. And because he knows everything about everything. So he was giving me a personalized tour of the Minster. So it was quite delightful. And the stained glass windows and the beautiful architecture and Her Majesty
and the bones
Queen.
Underneath.
Wow. Me, I'm talking about our beloved
no,
queen.
No, but it's true.
The bones underneath. So
there's literally, I think, because as much as I would like to visit the Minster, I'm good chilling outside because of just the story of the bones underneath that I've heard.
Tell me the story of the bones.
I don't know. Let me quickly Google so I don't talk nonsense.
Okay.
Bones.
Vanessa's going to Google it on her Google phone.
Hey, we're not saying...
And her Google fingers.
Catacombs.
Ah, the catacombs.
Vanessa,
don't tell me. You've said the C word. I don't want to know anymore.
Apparently, underneath the Minster, there's some bones of Romans. Like, bones from Roman barracks that are just chilling underneath.
That's fine.
You know, and some random people also buried underneath there as well. I don't know. I know there's bones technically
everywhere. Are you scared of archaeology?
No.
Why are you unsure?
Because now that you made that connection, I'm wondering why I'm scared of bones in the first place. But it's just when you tell, when someone tells you there's a church and there's bones buried underneath, why would you go in? Technically, that's probably all churches, but I don't know.
You know, technically, maybe we drink dinosaur urine as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, but you just go throughout the day not acknowledging these things. So
yeah,
I'm going to choose to acknowledge what I would like to acknowledge.
You know,
it feeds
actually
my
so
narrative.
Good for you because you're also, you know that you don't want to go to the Minster. So you don't go to the Minster.
Mm.
But for those of you who do choose the University of York as your university of your choice, you can use your university card to enter the Minster.
Why do you sound like an advert? That's a really
Thank
good
you.
Ad. They should sponsor us.
I should become a voice actor. Actress.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like a femme queen. So we've talked about the Minster, talked about festivals. Mm. What else is there in York?
I think there's a lot of different types of tours that you can take. So there's obviously like the normal red bus tours. There's a blue bus tour, I think, called like the golden bus tour.
I didn't know we have a blue bus tour.
Yeah.
It's is that just the same bus as the red?
Pretty much. They go on the same route. I think there's one or two different stops.
Okay, yeah.
There's that. You can have a walking tour. There's some different accessible tours. If you're into it, there's a ghost tour.
There's many
Another
a ghost
reason
stuff.
That I'm scared.
Okay,
of
you
York
know
sometimes.
What? Quick fire list of things that York milks should really make money off of.
Vikings, ghosts,
Harry Potter.
Pubs. Yeah. Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
There's a ton of Harry
Literal
Potter themes.
Shambles. Every time somebody comes to visit me.
The Shambles.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
We go to Shambles Market and we go to Shambles Street. And
no, but these are things they should also rightfully milk, to be fair.
They should.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. To be fair.
But Shambles.
I would too for a check. I would do it too.
No, but it's a good time because you go to the Harry Potter store and you can get like merch and cute little pins and.
For context. Vanessa, like Harry Potter, yay or nay?
Yay.
Nay.
Big yay.
Yeah?
Big yay. So, but not like crazy fandom yay. More like appreciation.
No, she's not fanatic.
No,
not you have your head screwed on.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ is your superstar.
Yeah. No, but for real.
Harry Potter. You were talking about buying merch.
Mm. There's so many different things. You can even do Harry Potter golf. I've done that once. It was a good time.
Harry Potter golf.
Harry Potter mini golf. Yeah.
Where?
It's like booked. It's
Oh, of course it's booked.
It's outside the Primark, like by the back entrance.
Oh.
So if you walk where they normally have like ice cream and food trucks and stuff,
yeah,
there, you can go get some.
Near Flying Tiger.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bonkers. I've never heard of that.
There's at least five different Harry Potter themed somethings throughout the city.
Yes.
At least five.
And like, this is excluding souvenir shops.
Yeah.
Because the shops, there's like what, 20 or something?
20 million.
For someone that doesn't like Harry Potter,
it's really a bad place to be.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, you're reminded like
Harry Potter.
It's your ex.
Oh, girl. Every time the weekend comes, yeah. I know that it won't be long, yeah. Turn the time to call my phone, yeah. You'll be like, babe, come over. I know how this goes, yeah. Talking about you need closure. Too many missed calls, too many texts. Damn, I wish I missed my ex.
Beep, beep, beep.
Why can't there be loads of Mahalia like shops and like themed golf and what have you in York instead of
because
Harry Potter?
She didn't
Harry
start
Potter,
writing
Harry
in
Potter.
York. And actually, it's, I don't really know why.
It's because some of the things were filmed in York, in Yorkshire.
Yeah.
For example, here's a fun fact for you guys. Did you know that in the Harry Potter films, when they are showing you the King's Cross platform 9 3/4, whatever the heck it is,
it's in York.
It's in York. So they filmed that thingy in York. And the bridge that we walk on at the train station, that's the one that they were on. For the film.
Lie, I've never known this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so every day, like when I'm taking trains, we're walking. Oh, that's so cool.
Daniel Radcliffe has walked that thingy. Just wait, hold up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just my understanding, guys. Please, that information is not verified. Oh. It's not verified. I don't know.
I believed you.
I don't know, but just in case people listen to the podcast.
York thinks there's a pub for every day of the year. Nope, there's only 136, which is a ton.
Vanessa now accused me of lying.
I don't think
she accused me of misinformation, but what I'm saying is okay. Mm. The reason why I know this is because one thing I got to do in university is be a presenter for my friend's coursework.
Mm.
So she did a little online show. So I was the host basically. So I had like a little teleprompter as well.
Oh, I remember this?
Really fun, yeah. And it was about cool stuff that is filmed in York, and obviously Harry Potter came up. So yeah, the train station is the same one. So I don't know if they use platform 9 as in our platform 9, but it's probably. The station is it's not filmed in King's Cross, it's filmed in New York station.
That's strange. So we should have that little sign that they have in King's Cross that everyone's always like taking a picture with, the 9 3/4 one. Like there's always a cute little line of people like standing as if they're running. I was one of people, that's why I know. Wow. You know, I've got my cute little picture, I'll send it to you afterwards. You know,
I don't know why I'm such a hater for Harry Potter.
It's okay. It's like when you have Beyonce and everyone loves her, but then you have a few haters because you can't go with the crowd.
Whoever
you know?
Hates Beyonce, you just need to get alive.
I don't hate Beyonce.
I know you don't. Neither of us hate Beyonce, but neither of us are part of the Bey Hive either. Let's just clarify that. We're not ultra fans.
No.
But we appreciate Queen Bey.
Yeah.
We respect her.
Yeah. We talked about shopping a bit earlier, but
yeah,
that's one of the amazing things you can also do in York. Like there's a ton of different charity shops to visit. I myself have only been into one, I think, but it's just because I'm not really much of a
charity shop shopper. Like no, no, only because I am a qualifying charity shop shopper. I'm being a connoisseur. Yeah, I know these things.
You know, but that's quite cool. I haven't really. My one and only experience in a charity shop, unfortunately, was. I thought it was really expensive. Mm. It wasn't in York, but I thought it was really expensive.
Mm.
And the room was so stuffy.
Mm.
You know, I was really excited. I looked at some of the clothes. They were so cool. And then once I found this cute little dress I really liked, what crawled out of the dress?
Ooh, girl. Incy Wincy spider.
Literally. So I found spiders in my clothes and I said, you know what? This will be the first and the last time I find myself... The charity shop.
You know, people get bed bugs from charity shops.
Don't say that.
Charity shops.
Please don't say that. No, but it's just the expectation is that the clothes get cleaned somewhere in between your house and the charity shop, no? No. So you can't blame me then.
I'm not blaming you.
To be fair though, it wasn't in York, so maybe York is a bit better. It was in a city I will not name because...
No, name and shame. Put it on the podcast.
It's okay, it will survive.
Oh, that even makes sense. London.
Yeah.
London boy.
Yeah, so that was okay. But yeah, other than charity shops and Harry Potter and Vikings, I think the main thing that I find myself trying to do in York is food and try and find different places to eat. There's so many cute little cafes, restaurants. Yeah. I would say there's a lot of foods from different countries. Not as much, but quite a few.
That's one thing that's very surprising. Mm. So like, yes, York is small and it's not quote unquote diverse like London or Manchester or Birmingham.
Yeah. Yeah, Birmingham.
But there's a wide variety of cuisines. Like,
definitely.
Considering
more than you'd
the
expect.
Makeup of York, exactly.
Yeah. Like, there's even a South African place. I'm like, why?
There is? Where?
I don't know. I haven't been yet. I
Let's
saw the
go
menu
together.
Online. We could. They have malva pudding, but I think mine is better.
What's that? Cook sisters.
I don't know if they have cook sisters, but never really. I'm not really a fan. They're very sugary.
And even me,
I'm saying sugar stick. Yeah, like worse than churros.
And I'm not gonna lie. Every time I eat cook sisters, for those who don't know, why would you not know? Okay,
cook
to be fair, they don't know.
Yeah, true. It's a very niche little South African thing.
Shall I explain what they are?
If you'd like, yeah.
So it's kind of like. Oh, my Kenyans or Nigerians out there, it's like puff puff or mandazi.
But it like is nothing like puff puff.
Can you let me speak?
Okay.
Don't silence me. Last episode, you're silencing women. Today, support women.
Fine.
Madam Tattletale. but they're basically like this fried dough thingies and like they're like doused in syrup.
Mm.
But I don't know. The syrup has a very distinct flavor. It's not like golden syrup. No, it's like...
I can't describe it to you, if I'm honest. I'm not like a Cook Sister connoisseur.
But it's like, good.
I would say it's good, but it's very, very,
very sweet. I always wake up with a sore throat the next day.
Really?
Because it's so much sugar.
But you know,
there's a South African restaurant.
There's a South African restaurant.
There's a Turkish restaurant. There's a Mediterranean. Lebanese. There's a couple Mediterranean ones.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this one Indian place that I
Tons
go
of
to.
Places.
Loads. Yeah. There's this one called Jorvik Spice.
Mm.
Is it called Jorvik Spice?
Maybe.
I think it's called Jorvik Spice.
Mm.
Yeah, it's Jorvik Spice. I go there with my friend for a catch up, which is really fun. And they have non-spicy Indian dishes, guys.
Most of them are non-spicy. I think you have to ask if you want them spicy specifically.
I cannot do spice.
They just assume. You know,
British people love a chicken korma.
Mm.
Korma and naan.
Yeah.
Was it? It's not naan bread, it's naan. Because I was saying bread.
Or bread.
You know, people like chai tea.
Chai tea. Tea.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just chai.
Yeah,
get it right or don't say it at all. But yeah, and so I was under the impression that Indian restaurants only have spicy food.
Mm.
And then I went to Jorvik Spice and I was like, yo, can I have a dish like with no pili pili?
Mm-mm.
And they were like, no pili pili? And I was like, yeah, no pili pili.
What's pili pili? Is that like
spice
in Kenya?
Yeah, like chili spice specifically.
Okay.
And they were like, have the lamb passanda. And I was like, all right, lamb passanda.
Mm.
And it's so good. It's delicious.
That's a great ad. They should pay you.
They really should. They really should. Hi guys, use my 50, use my link in the bio.
Next thing, 15% off. Link.
We won't have any links. Some people say that there's not nice places to eat in York.
I am some people though. There's variety.
Yes.
There's lots of different options.
Oh, but whether
and
it's
I like
good.
That. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, I swear I didn't really believe I was a chef before moving here. Mm. Like, I could cook. I can take care of myself in that
Vanessa
aspect.
Vanessa can cook, guys. Vanessa's lasagna.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, guys. It's so good.
Don't do that. I'll get orders.
Controversial, what I'm about to say. But I even told her, I've been to Italy. And I like your lasagna more than the Italian's lasagna.
That was the biggest compliment I received in my entire life.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And this is not me claiming, I'm not a Gordon Ramsay. I don't have the best palate in the world. Mm. But Vanessa's lasagna is so good.
Thanks. I try.
There's this one Colombian restaurant in York called... I'm really just giving free advertisement.
Please stop. They need to pay us.
Called
but actually
Tricolor.
I know that one. Tricolor.
Yes.
Tricolor.
I don't know. I never know how to say it, but the vibes are so nice. I always go upstairs and just listen to the Latin music. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's so nice. So let's switch up and talk about the friendliness in York.
Yeah.
Just for those who don't live in the UK but are listening to this, which I'd be very surprised if there were
the
such
internet
listeners.
Is a big place.
There are.
Yeah.
I know my family in Kenya will listen to this. They'll be like, yes, right now. I'm like, yes. If you're not from the UK, there's a general sentiment that folks in the north, there's a north-south divide.
Mm.
Where the divide starts, that's debatable. That one has debated. That one has been debated many a time. But the general sentiment is that people in the south are very stodgy and they're very like
stodgy.
They don't.
I learned
talk.
That word before getting here as well because that was the best way to describe that kind of strange uppity-ness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Uppity is exactly the word.
Okay.
Yeah. But people in the north, very friendly.
Yeah, very friendly, very outgoing. They're always smiling at you.
Exactly.
To the point where you don't even know why. It's like, why are you looking at me? It feels weird at first, but once you get used to it, you just get into it. It's like, oh, it's quite sweet.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Like, I'll go to the co-op and like, at least three different people will speak to me. But like, back in the south, I sound like those people. I sound like a Londoner. Back in the south.
Down south.
Back in Surrey.
Where I'm from. Because I'm from the south. That's
the
you
south.
Right now.
It really is, yeah. Even with the hands crossed and everything.
Gosh.
From the south, innit?
Mm.
But back in the south, like, what do you mean you're talking to people? Even saying thank you to the bus driver when you get off the bus is like, not odd, but like, people don't really do it.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's weird. Anyway.
You know, sometimes too nice though, I'm not going to lie.
Mm.
There was this one, in my very first long bus trip, there was this one really sweet lady on the bus. She spent maybe half an hour talking about chocolate
and the price of chocolate. And because I'm me and I just don't know how to end conversations sometimes, I just sat there and I'm like, yeah, tell me about the price of this one and that one. And she just could not.
About chocolate in the UK?
Just in general, she's like, the price of chocolate's going up and I can't buy the one I want anymore. And she just went on and on for half an hour and I thought, okay.
Mm-hmm. Not that one, okay. Meme. Okay.
Literally. That was just me until I think I got off at my stop and I was like, okay, thank you. I can finally leave. But I just remember thinking,
chatting your ear off.
Friendliness. This was cute. A bit much, but I mean, you know, probably just have to learn to cut things off next time.
Yeah, and just be like, okay.
Yeah.
Bye. You know, you can just tell people, I don't speak English. That's what I feel like I should just start telling people that.
My one friend did that one time.
I don't speak English.
Oh my God. I think he must have been like late on a bus English. Or a train. And then, no, because he's from a different country, so he has a very different accent. And he did that one time. So he just went up to the conductor, he's like, I don't speak English.
Wait, so to get onto the train?
I don't know what, I can't remember the exact situation.
But he actually said it.
Yeah.
Knowing full well he can't speak. He can't even write A-star essays in
literally,
English.
I would never get away with it because this is, English is my first language. This is my accent.
But just say,
I'd have to like fake French.
I'm saying English, no. English, English, no.
That's, but I can't lie because there's nothing else I can speak.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Literally,
okay.
Like I'm only learning other languages, but I'm only a native in English.
Okay.
So my accent will just like give it away. I'd have to like pretend to be Portuguese or something.
English, no. Not English.
No English.
No English.
It's weird how I can say I don't speak English or I don't speak the language in a lot of languages.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's confusing to people.
All right. Let's
go. Be like,
Spanish.
Oh, I was going to start with French. No hablo inglés.
No hablo español. Like this, oh, yeah.
No hablo español.
French.
Je ne parle pas français.
Portuguese.
I forgot.
I was about to say Jamaican. No, wow. Patois.
Fala português.
Oh.
No fala português. That's like I can't do or like make Portuguese. I don't know. Yeah. That's not really correct at all. Don't come
But you'll
me
get the message
Portuguese.
Across because it's broken Portuguese anyway.
Yeah.
Swahili.
I don't know. You go.
Siongei Swahili.
Okay. Okay.
Masielewi Swahili.
Ah. Okay.
Patois.
Do you want the Caribbeans to come for me?
We can't understand you.
Me no fits.
Yeah, me won't be heard.
Oh gosh.
We can't understand.
Tom.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna start a new course here at York. Okay. It's gonna be called non-white
Sean
pop
Paul
culture.
Studies?
Oh.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, and Sean Paul can be one of the modules.
Say,
sure.
I think there's a few universities across the UK that are adding like Taylor Swift related degrees. I think I saw about three of them. They might have reported it on the York Tab, which is the student online newspaper.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like
definitely
Gossip
check it out.
Girl.
Not even. They actually have very, very serious stories. They've got like a lot of fun things, but they've got like some serious, interesting stories about what's happening around the uni.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes in the UK.
That's how we found out the USU lounge. The USU is the York University Students Union.
Yeah.
Lounge is being changed to
Long Boys
lounge or something like that.
Long Boy Zone, something to that effect.
What if they serve duck there?
Oh, Reina. Don't say that. It's too soon for some people.
Too soon. He died a whole year ago.
Really?
More or less. It's coming up to 10 months.
Yeah. Because I never even saw him.
He's.
So he might have been gone before we started.
To my
our
dogs
degrees.
Who died in the service.
No.
Rest in peace to all the dogs. Ducks.
Ducks.
Rest in peace to all the ducks. Exactly. Hopefully. That's one thing York is good at, though. I will be honest. Like,
they
student
will
support.
Be on your case.
Yeah.
We have a new thing that started this year with a lot of the classes. Not all of them, but at least for my degree, there's quite a few classes where you have a little check-in code that you have to use to sign in. It's kind of like your record of attendance. But I think
which
the intention...
for me has positives and negatives, but it's they introduce it for like well-being stuff, which to be fair, that's good.
It kind of helps. It forces you to be accountable sometimes. Because I think otherwise there's not a lot of accountability. Like it's a very free form course and there's very loose expectations for you. You just have to try and do your personal best. So some people...
Also, like, I'm not going to lie.
Take that differently.
Some people don't take uni serious enough. And I'm not saying that you have to be on it every single day with your life. But like, some people just don't show up to anything. I'm just like, I'm kind of glad the check-in codes are there now. I can't even I can't speak for CompSci. I don't just CompSci, but law, how can you not be showing up to law?
That one's also different because you need to talk to each other.
You need to be at,
with me, I can learn from my University of YouTube. Anyways.
True. Yeah. Okay. That's wonderful. Great. So in today's episode, we've talked about York. We've talked about York. It as a uni, as a town. And let's just wrap it up with our normal segment of drum roll, please. Grrr,
pow, 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 pow. That is none of these are drums.
None
but
of
okay.
these.
We should actually get something like this.
We should.
Like a little sound effect.
Should we use a dembele drum? Or djembe drum?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, very, very quick story time. Or very, very quick context. Back in primary school, like we'd have music class, like maybe for like a whole half term, like once a week.
Yeah.
And it introduced us to different exotic instruments. So, yeah.
That doesn't sound so
welcome
bad.
Welcome to Britain.
Just, they make it so, like, they make such a point of calling it exotic. But at home, we'll just have
it's
drums.
It's an African djembe drum.
Yeah. At home, we'll just have drums and violins, and it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Like, you can just, if you're a virtuoso, you can just play both.
There's not a single institution I've ever been to that doesn't make a fuss about djembe drums in their music department. Yes, even this one.
Really? They are here?
Yeah, like,
can we bring
djembe
them?
Drums.
Because I've actually...
The optics will be so bad for that, Vanessa. I'm not doing that. But, okay.
Okay.
So,
we need to stop this.
Sprinkle of hope.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to, Vanessa?
Again, I'm looking forward to the start of uni. We're back here again. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's the last, it feels like the last leg of the race.
It does.
You know, it's almost the end of second year. You've got another 5 weeks to go to bullet through, to try and do your best through, do exams after that. So we've got 5 weeks of class time, and I think then exams in the 5 or 6 weeks after that. I'm not sure.
Sometime. Maybe this time.
And I'm excited. The summer, it's getting sunny. It's getting
warm. Me and my girls
are
going in this
it's
summer.
It's just easier to, honestly, it's just easier to get out of bed in the morning because you just get out and you're not freezing. Because sometimes I have the energy, the motivation, I'm
upset,
happy,
yeah.
I'm excited. And then it's cold. So, you know, I'm very excited for the summer. I'm very excited to just see the sun again. Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to Soul Vibes, which is something that's happening at the uni.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there's also loads of like BAME-centered events coming up at the uni.
Not even BAME-centered, just culture. But a lot of them have a BAME emphasis, that is true. Oh, no, they are BAME.
They
keep
are
going.
BAME.
Keep going.
No, it's fine. Not saying that white people don't have a culture. You guys definitely have a culture. You imposed on half the world. There's like a multicultural fashion show coming up.
Mm.
There's Soul Vibes, which is like a well-being sort of workshop, multi-day thing for BAME students at the university. There's also
it's really cool.
The BAME Showcase.
That one, it's very cool. You get to be part of painting a mural on campus.
Yes.
That's supposed to be a part of your cultural identity that you can kind of showcase in a sense. So there's currently one on West Campus, and now there's going to be another one on
East,
which is great because we do most of our classes on
East.
We'll
I'll be like, I help with that.
Yeah, I'll be like, my friend did this little corner
this
here.
Little
it's
corner
great.
Over here. That was me.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's us.
That's you. And then, so there's first the culture. No, not culture. There's, I'm going to cut
Fame Showcase.
Mm-mm.
Black
first,
Access Social. Mm-mm.
First, there's Soul Vibes happening this week, later this week.
Oh, yeah.
And then there is the BAME Showcase, which both of us will be performing in. Very, very cool.
Not together, but we will both be performing in that.
Hopefully, it's going to be a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then we have the Multicultural Fashion Showcase coming much later in this month, yeah?
Yeah.
That I'm very, very excited for. It's going to be happening somewhere in York in town. It's going to be very, very cool. Lots of different people with different cultures, different models coming in with their cultural attire just to model and have fun, and I think even different kinds of acts as well.
As well, there's going to be performances as well, which is so much to look forward to.
So much.
And so much
to climax everything, we're going to have Culture Fest. But yeah, that is all from me. I've been your lovely, lovely host, Vanessa.
And I have been your lovely, lovely host, Raida.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, 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 pew. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Black Access Podcast. Be sure to check us out on Spotify, the university website, or wherever else you listen to podcasts or get your music from. We hope you have a wonderful day, week, month, year. Yeah. Da, 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 your listeners. Da, 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 da. That one, Whitney.
Chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey.
Oh, hams, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Your name.